Yes, Kenny, well, what a game here at Mellon Park, All-Ireland in the League Division 2C. The final score was Omagh 32, City of Derry 25. The home team outscoring Derry by 6-3, but Derry getting a losing bonus point due to that last try in the last minute, which was converted. And that try, even though there'll be disappointment on how they play today, that losing bonus point could well be very, very important come the end of the season. But what a game. I mean, it just ebbed and flowed, and a bit like the weather, which changed about every 15, 20 minutes. The game itself changed like that. It was Derry who got the ascendancy at the start, playing with the wind. It was Alec McDonald kicked the penalty to make it 3-0. But then on 22 minutes, Omagh had a 5-metre scrum, and after a couple of phases, they moved quickly right, and their fullback Ali Beckett dived over in the corner. Then 3 minutes later, Derry came back, and a poor Omagh kick offside, and they kicked the 5 metres. And then there was a break by their scrum half, McGinty, and young Chris Perry on the wing, he got over to make it 8-5 to Derry, their first score. But just before half time, Omagh came back strongly, and after a few penalties given, the ball must lose left, and it was Matty Earls that got over, and making it 10-8 at half time. And really, I think that was probably a good judge of what happened. Derry with the win would have looked they've got a few more points, but nevertheless, they were still well in the game. Even more in the game at the start of the second half, when McDonald kicked the second penalty to make it 11-10. And then things really started to motor for the Judges' Road team. When there was a loose ball about 30 metres out, and young McGinty, young Letterkenny man, playing very well for Derry at the moment, he picked up and he weaved his way to the post. McDonald converted. So 18-10 with 50 minutes gone, and certainly Derry would have been thinking, this is for us. But believe it or not, back came Omagh, and in the space of very little, scored a lot of points. 5 minutes later, there was a beautiful chip through which from Scott Elliott and Matty Eccles. He scored in the corner, making it 18-15. And then Omagh had a yellow card on 62 minutes. But this seemed to spur them on, and in the space of 5 minutes, he scored another 2 tries. When there was a loose ball, Omagh opened from virtually on their own line. Ali Beckett made a lot of ground, fed Ryan Mitchell, and he raced in to dive over in a corner. So Omagh were leading 20-18 at this stage. And then on 70 minutes from the kickoff, Omagh again attacked, and a lovely chip by Elliott, so Eccles got over for his hat-trick of scores. Elliott with a very good conversion with the win, made it 27-18. And then they scored their 6th try whenever Omagh again were too strong. It was wing forward Michael Gibson that forced his way over after a driving maul. So 32-18. But to be fair to the Judges' Road team, they came back in the last 3 or 4 minutes, put on a great spell of play, driving every man driving as hard as he could, and eventually again it was the young scrum half got over for a 2nd score, and it was converted by young McDonald, and that left the score then 32-25, and you know, that gave Derry a losing bonus point. Yes, Omagh got the 5 points in the game, but as I said, from Derry's perspective, to get that losing bonus point was very, very important. You know, if I was to single out any players in the Derry side, I would say young McGinty, the scrum half. He's only 18 years of age. He has a great future. Not the biggest of players, but a very hard little player. And certainly he showed today with that score that he got under the post that he has a lot of ability and a lot to offer in that one. But overall, a very good team performance from Derry. They tried their hard out, but really Omagh showed that their experience, or showed, you know, how they do it. And I've seen this so often before. When the chips are down, Omagh are at their most dangerous. And when they lost that player to a yellow card, they come back and scored 3 tries. And I think that shows a measure of the strength of the side. They will have got another 5 points from today and keeps them well in the top 4 and possibly a playoff position, depending how the rest of the game's going. From Derry's point of view, another losing bonus point. It keeps the points tally going forward. And they didn't concede too many points today. It was only 7 compared to some of the games. But next week is vital. They're home to Bangor, their second last game, and they must get something out of that Bangor game if they're to try and keep themselves afloat and not get into the relegation zone. So the final score here from Mellon Park, All-Ireland League Division 2C, and what I think the spectators would say was an exciting and a good game to watch, and certainly even though the cold conditions, everybody was warm. It was Omagh 32, City Derry 25.